This is Archbishop William Laurie of Baltimore, and you are listening to Catholic Review Radio. Catholic Review Radio is a weekly radio program and podcast hosted by Catholic Review Media, the news operation of the Archdiocese of Baltimore. We are grateful to our Catholic partners for the opportunity to bring quality Catholic programming to our listeners each week.
Welcome to Catholic Review Radio. This is Chris Gunty of the Catholic Review, and today we're going to talk about evangelization, and not just kind of evangelization from the big, grand idea of how do we spread the gospel, but we're going to talk about some of the nitty-gritty and how you actually can evangelize as a Catholic person. Our guest today is Bob Wilson. He grew up Catholic, but didn't start living his faith until 2007. He struggles with panic and anxiety, led him to seek the peace that only Jesus can give. He's been evangelizing ever since. He first started evangelizing with St. Paul Street Evangelization in 2012. He's evangelized at parish functions, college campuses, sporting events, parks, downtown areas, and libraries. He's also the team leader for the Archdiocese of Detroit Festival Team. He's also co-led several basic evangelization training events and gives a 10 Ways to Be an Amazing Evangelist talk. He trained Sacred Heart Seminarians how to evangelize college students. He worked in the shipping business for over 22 years before joining the staff of St. Paul Street Evangelization. Welcome to the show, Bob.
Thanks for having me, Chris. Glad to be here.
St. Paul Street Evangelization, with the help of Ignatius Press, recently put out a book called Catholic Evangelization, Stories of Conversion and Witness. At the heart of that, at the start of that, is the conversion of Steve Dawson himself, who really became the founder of St. Paul Street Evangelization. What's Steve's backstory, and how does it impact people in learning how to become evangelists?
Well, much like me, he was a cradle Catholic, and early on in our lives, the faith didn't really catch on, right? We were kids, and we were thrill seekers, and we weren't really interested in religion. We were more interested in, you know, having fun, chasing girls, and that kind of thing. And then, as these things so often do, they leave you empty, right? And so when you get older, life becomes, it becomes apparent there's more to life than these thrills, right?
Right.
And so I kind of had a midlife crisis, and I think Steve did too. And it was like, we didn't even know if God existed, right? We were just kind of going through the motions when we were Catholic. But at some point, it's like, if God's not real, you have to realize we're doomed. You know, if there's no God, if there's no heaven, if there's no afterlife, we're doomed.
Right.
Right. And so Steve got on his knees one day with a bottle of Jack Daniels in one hand, and he prayed to God. He's like, God, if you're real, you're going to have to show me. Otherwise, I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah.
Well, God answered his prayer. He showed up. Right. You know, he wasn't lying when he said, seek and you will find. It's just that simple prayer. Right. If you're real, show me. It's so powerful. And so Steve got this desire to know the truth, And he went on a quest for truth, and it led him to the Catholic Church.
In the book, he says, in recounting his own story, he said, I'd lived for myself, looked out for number one, taken full advantage of the pleasures that this world flaunted. And then his next line is, yet I was miserable. Was that your experience too?
Yeah, I got into gambling. I was into porn, all these things. You know, when you're young and you want to go out and have fun, that's what life is all about, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, as we often figure out, these things don't fulfill. You know, we're created in God's image, who is love. And what's it mean to love? It means to will the good of the other and to make sacrifices for them to get it. This is what fulfills us. And you tell this in the world and it's like, no, I want 1,000, you know, 100,000 followers on social media. I want to get the girls. I want to, you know, gamble and have fun, and, you know. But those things, you know, they're not going to do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
So we're called to love. And if we're not loving, we move further and further away from God. And at one point, he kind of reaches out with that one last chance to just kind of save us. And hopefully we respond.
I went to high school and college seminary before discerning that I was not called to be a priest. And a priest, one of my classmates who has become a priest, reminded me about a year ago that there was something that he uses often in his homilies that I said during one of our reflections times at college. And he said that I said, if God seems far away, who moved?
That's right. That's great.
That's what you're saying right there, is that if God seems not here, it's because of choices we've made. It's because of things that we've done.
That's right. In the spiritual life, we're always in motion. You're either moving toward God or away from God. And the longer you live and the longer he's not in your life, the further away you're moving from him. It's that simple.
And it makes it a little bit harder to move back, doesn't it?
It does. It takes something drastic sometimes. And that's what happened with me. I had basically a midlife crisis. I just got struck with panic one night. And it just like out of nowhere. And I couldn't sleep the whole night. I thought something was wrong with me. I'm like, ah. And then I realized I'm not going to live forever. No, you know, when you're younger, you're like, I'm going to live forever. You know, maybe they're going to have a cure for death by the time I die. These kind of silly thoughts. But no, the panic overcame me and I needed to get those big questions in life answered. Is God even there? And if he is, does he care about me? Am I going to live forever or not? Because if when I die, the lights go out forever, that's dark. That's a horrible thing to even dwell on.
Mm-hmm. So St. Paul Street Evangelization started from Steve's own realization that he just needed to reach out to people and invite them to the fullness of the Catholic faith, the truth that's in the Catholic faith. He started out in Portland, Oregon, going to a park in Portland on weekends with his wife and another couple, and they would just hand out Catholic information and rosaries and miraculous medals and just invite people. Hey, do you want us to pray for you? Do you want to pray with us? Do you have questions about the Catholic Church? Do you have questions about faith? And they did pretty well with that. And so then after a while, he decided, do I need to do this full time? And discern, you know, after working with spiritual director, that was the case. St. Paul Street Evangelization as an organization was born, became a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and is now based in Michigan. How did you get involved with St. Paul Street Evangelization?
Yeah, Steve went out there that one time or a few times, and he would come home and he would share his experiences on Facebook. And so people would reach out. They're like, hey, where'd you get the sign? Where'd you get the rosaries? What are people asking you? What, are you running into a lot of scoffers and people protesting? And so one of those posts reached me and I saw, hey, they're going to be doing some street evangelization in my town. And so I'm like, I'm going to do this, you know, because when I had my conversion, I was struggling with panic and anxiety and I was always in despair, it seemed like. But when I would talk to people about Jesus, I felt pretty good. I'm like, talk about Jesus, feel good, don't be miserable.
Pretty easy equation, huh?
Clear sign from God. Yeah, clear sign from God. You need to be talking to people about Jesus. So I saw an event on Facebook. He said, we're going to be evangelizing. We're Catholics. We're evangelizing at an event called Noel Night in downtown Detroit. I'm a kid from the suburbs. I'm like, am I really going to go downtown Detroit and start evangelizing? I'm like, yes, I am. And I just checked it out. God blessed us with this was late November, and he blessed us with a 70-degree night.
In Detroit in November? Wow.
Yeah. And it was like, okay, God, I see what you're doing here. And we just didn't know what was going to happen. I thought it might be about apologetics. Turned out there wasn't a lot of that. You know, you sometimes you'll do apologetics online, Catholic apologetics. Uh-huh. You know, you'll run into a bunch of Protestants who really know a lot. But on the street, that's not most people, right? They're just you know, maybe they call themselves Catholic or Christian, but they're kind of nominal. They're not really, he's out here when he should be in the center of your life, right?
Right.
And so, yeah, it was just great to talk to people in general, pray for them, let them know about Jesus and the Catholic Church and, you know, how the purpose of life is to love and all these great things.
You mentioned apologetics. Some of our listeners may be unfamiliar with that term, or they may have heard the term and they don't know what that means. What does that mean?
It means when somebody comes at you with an objection,
right?
You're able to answer the objection.
Why do Catholics pray to Mary?
Exactly. Yeah. Why do Catholics pray to Mary? Catholics need to be born again. I mean, you guys, you know, you love the church more than you love Jesus, this kind of thing.
Right.
And so having those answers is basically apologetics. But a lot of people, most people out in public, don't have those questions.
So what's the difference between apologetics and evangelization?
I think it's offense and defense.
Okay.
No, it's basically offense and defense. You're out there on the street, you're proposing Jesus, right? And people are opening to listening. Apologetics is like, hey, I'm coming at you with this. What about this? Why do Catholics do this? And that's defense.
Right. So how does the street evangelization work? We mentioned that you're on the Archdiocese of Detroit's festival team. Is there a festival that you go to and you go out and just kind of chat with people? Do you give out pamphlets? Do you give out rosaries? What does that entail?
Yeah, Steve early on was like, how do I do this? You know, I'm called to evangelize. I know that. How do I do it? Do you just walk up to someone in a grocery store and say, are you saved, brother? That could be weird. And so he read about St. Maximilian Kolbe with the miraculous medals and all the success he had. And St. Mother Teresa did the same thing. He's like,
she did.
Ah, if they can do it, that sounds pretty good. I can do that. And so we use that as an icebreaker. People are walking by. Hey, would you like a free miraculous medal? Would you like a free rosary? These are literally gifts from heaven to help you get there, right? Mm-hmm. And so A, you're bringing a grace-filled sacramental into the conversation. B, you're giving someone a free gift. I mean, you're breaking the ice. You're making friends. So our method is listen, befriend, proclaim, invite. You start by doing that. Ask questions. Get to know them. Meet people where they're at. And then kind of move them closer to Jesus and his Catholic Church.
All right. Well, we want to talk some more of that after the break. We are talking with Bob Wilson, who is with St. Paul Street Evangelization. You're listening to Catholic Review Radio.
Have a burning question about the Catholic Church? Curious about faith, traditions, current issues, or ways of deepening your spiritual life? Now's your chance to ask a bishop. Call in to Catholic Review Radio and leave a recording of yourself asking a question for our special guest, Baltimore Auxiliary Bishop Adam J. Parker. Whether it's about the sacraments, church teaching, or everyday faith, no question is too big or too small. Your question may be featured on an upcoming episode of Catholic Review Radio with Bishop Parker. Dial 443-263-0230 now to ask your question. Don't miss out, your voice matters. Again, that's 443-263-0230. And be on the lookout for our special Ask a Bishop episode coming soon.
Catholic news from the Archdiocese of Baltimore and around the world with the Catholic Review. Leaders of St. Agnes Catholic School in Catonsville announced January 13th that the parish school will close at the end of the 2024-2025 academic year. The coeducational school serves students in pre-kindergarten through 8th grade and has a current enrollment of 171 students, down from nearly 300 in 2011. Enrollment has decreased by 25% in the last decade. Enrollment numbers for the 2024-2025 academic year are the lowest the school has seen in the last two decades. The school noted that there are short and longer-term expenses related to keeping up with the demands of maintaining a building the size of St. Agnes. The deferred maintenance expenses total more than $313,000 between now and 2027, according to the school. For more on this story, visit CatholicReview.org. Recognizing the great lengths parents go to give their children a Catholic education, Knott Scholarship Funds is expanding its geographical footprint. The charitable foundation recently announced changes to its criteria, making students who live in Allegheny, Garrett, and Washington counties eligible for its university and secondary school scholarships. Originally, the scholarships were limited to students living in the Baltimore metropolitan area. For more on this story, visit CatholicReview.org. For everyone at Catholic Review Media, I'm Kevin Parks.
This is Archbishop William Laurie of Baltimore, and you are listening to Catholic Review Radio.
Welcome back to Catholic Review Radio. Our guest today is Bob Wilson, who is from Detroit, Michigan. He is part of the team at St. Paul Street Evangelization. We were talking before the break about how they go out and hand out rosaries and miraculous medals and pamphlets and things like that. I guess one of the questions that comes up right off the bat is, How do people respond to that? I would imagine that some people are like, no, I don't want to talk about religion at all. I would imagine some people, if they hear the word Catholic, they're not interested in that. What's the response you get when you invite people into conversation?
Well, when we start by offering the free sacramental, we feel like the ones that God wants us to talk to stop. And they're like, okay, I'm interested in talking. Most people will just keep walking, you know? But a good many of them will be like, yeah, sure. And then when you tell them a little bit about the medal or the rosary, they're intrigued. And then it's totally natural to ask them, so are you Christian? Are you Catholic? Where do you go to church? And so it's just natural, once you start with the sacramentals, to kind of ask them about their faith. They know it's going to be a conversation about faith. Sure. And then you just kind of get to know them. So are you Catholic? Are you Christian? You know, that kind of thing.
And when you get that engagement started, do they have a conversation with you for a few minutes, or is it just, oh, okay, thanks, and they take that and move on? Or are you able to know that you're turning hearts?
Yeah, I mean, I would like to get right into it. It's like, I basically, for me, it's like, I want to talk about salvation. Mm-hmm. And so if I'm talking to a nun or an atheist, I kind of like, do you even know the story of Jesus? You know, most mm-hmm. people have heard of him. You know, they might not know he's God. They might think he's a prophet or a guru or something like this. But initially, if they don't even know the story of Jesus, you're going to want to start there. Can I just share with you the basic gospel message? And you can basically do it in 5 or 6 sentences. Mm-hmm. If they do know the gospel message, it's like, well, maybe I need to, if they're Protestant, let's say, maybe I need to ask them if they've ever considered the Catholic Church. Mm-hmm. And then I want to be able to give them a good reason to consider the Catholic Church. And then you meet your share of Catholics too. And then for them, I like to kind of focus on confession, because most Catholics don't take advantage of confession. Mm-hmm. So basically, wherever they're at, you want to move them closer. If they're Catholics who go to Mass, go to confession, it's like, well, why don't you evangelize with us?
So you're calling people to take a step forward. And I just want to clarify something. You mentioned, you know, that if you're talking to a nun or a Protestant or whatever, by the nuns, you mean the people who have no religious affiliation, not the nuns who are religious sisters. I want to make sure that we're all clear on that terminology. That's the terminology that surveyors and pollsters have come up with to describe those with no religious affiliation. But I guess the question would be, are you always just simply then meeting somebody where they are and asking them to take the next step? If you don't know about Jesus, can I teach you about Jesus? If you don't know what these sacramentals are, can I teach you about that? If you do know all of that, can I take you to the next step and ask you to evangelize? Does that help? Does that work?
Yeah, you don't want to take an atheist and try to get him to believe in the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, right? In one conversation. So
right.
Sometimes you can do a lot in a conversation.
Sure.
But you don't want to just be like, you got to go here, 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 and here, right? You want to just be like a link in the chain to conversion, right? Uh-huh. It says in the Bible how St. Paul planted, another person watered, and God is going to, he's going to cause the growth. And so you can do, you know, every conversation is different, but that's basically the model. You don't want to push too hard, and you want to be bold, but not too bold, right? You don't want to condemn people or anything like that. You want to move them along. You got to rely on the Holy Spirit, right? You got to be prayed up in a state of grace and just rely on him to kind of like steer the conversation.
I think Catholics in general don't do a very good job of evangelizing. I mean, I think we know this. Some Catholics look at that. They think it's proselytizing, and they think that's a very Protestant kind of thing to do. They don't want to get into that. But I think part of the question is, you know, are you sharing your faith in a way that works? And, you know, we've heard, and Steve references this in the book, that there's a phrase often attributed to St. Francis of Assisi, who says, you know, preach the gospel all the time, when necessary, use words. And that wasn't him. It wasn't him at all. St. Francis lived his life preaching both by word and by deed. And I think a lot of people understand that. But when we get into this, where we start trying to evangelize on the street, it's got to take more than just, oh, well, that's a good person, they must be Catholic. You have to use the words, right? You have to teach people what's in Scripture and what Scripture says about Jesus and salvation, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, what's the Book of Romans say? Faith comes by hearing. Doesn't come by seeing you live a good Catholic life, whatever that means.
Right.
I mean, how holy are you just walking around and emanating like light? You know, so yeah, you absolutely need to use words. You need to talk about how, listen, if you want to make it to heaven, you got to love like Jesus, right? And so we need grace. You need to go to Mass. You need to go to confession. You need to pray. You need to be in a relationship with Jesus. And that's just the starting ground. Once you have all that, you're not done. Now you have the power to love like Jesus, right? And so how is God calling you to love? Might be the last link in the chain of somebody. It's like, are you getting the grace? Are you praying? Great. Well, all right. Well, what are you doing with it?
And yet we also know from scripture that you need faith and works together. The musician Rich Mullins, who was on his way to becoming a Catholic before his tragic death in a car accident, and he had a song that said, you know, faith without works is what is like a screen door on a submarine. It's just, you know, it's just worthless. You know, you got to do, you got to have them both. But when you take this then, and you, your works then at, with St. Paul Street Evangelization are to go out there and show people this and to be a part of that. Obviously you're living and making a way that you show people this is what Catholics believe. And this is how we help people. In your experience over the years, have people been responsive to that message?
They have been, they have been. You can just, a lot of times you can just see it in their eyes, you know. Steve tells the story of how he went and talked to someone, and he talked about what would happen if you were to die today. And the guy was like, well, I know I'm going to hell.
Yeah.
And Steve's like, well, God doesn't want you to go to hell. Does that concern you that you're going to hell? He's like, yeah. He's like, well, God loves you. He doesn't want you to go to hell. All you have to do is say, I'm sorry, and amend your life. And God is going to run out to you with open arms, welcoming you back. And the guy met him the next day for confession. Steve didn't know if he was going to show up. Maybe he's just, you know, saying he'll be there to be agreeable. But he showed up the next day. They went to Mass. He introduced them to Father. He went to confession. I mean, stories like this happen all over the country.
What kinds of resources does St. Paul Street Evangelization provide?
We have the rosaries. We have the medals, the miraculous medals. We have holy cards. That actually say what the gospel message is. So you can give someone, you can proclaim the gospel, you can give them a holy card with the message on there so they can go home and reflect on it, pray about it. We have like 40 different pamphlets, everything from abortion to why we pray to the saints. We have everything you need. But the most important tool is the evangelist, right? So these are like crutches to help you get better as an evangelist.
And how many cities, how many archdioceses and dioceses have St. Paul Street Evangelization teams or people present?
We got like 220 teams. We're in 42 states. Most of our teams are in the United States. I would say like 10 are outside of the United States.
And how do they connect to what you're doing and to make sure that they can get the resources they need?
Yeah, if they just go to streetevangelization.com, we have a school, we have a store, we have a boatload of resources. So yeah, streetevangelization.com, evangelizationschool.com are the websites to go to.
And when this started, though, you were getting, St. Paul Street Evangelization was getting pamphlets and things like that from various publishers. They eventually kind of built their own network of that, right? They got theologians and experts to write the pamphlets and do that so that now St. Paul Street Evangelization can present a whole package to somebody who wants to do this, right?
Yeah, we write our own pamphlets. We have enlisted other Catholics from across the land to help in our school, right? Our videos and stuff like that. But we write our own pamphlets.
What's success mean for St. Paul Street Evangelization? Does it mean that you've recruited more people to become evangelists and do this? Or does it mean that you've turned one heart today?
Yeah, it's tough to measure, right? Because a lot of times when we're out on the street evangelizing, we might not ever see the person again. Right? And so if we're out there, if we're showing up, if we're telling people about the need to get to know God and to amend their lives and to be in communion with Him, you know, we think we know God is going to do something. The ultimate is to bring everyone into the Catholic Church. And, you know, there's plenty of that. People sign up for RCIA. Or OCIA, whatever they're calling it these days. People are being healed out on the street, because whenever you pray for someone, that and the proclamation of the gospel, miracles, they go hand in hand. So we're seeing a lot of fruit, I think.
if somebody doesn't have the time to become kind of a regular evangelizer, like you're talking about, setting up a booth in a public city park, doing the kinds of things you do, what's one way that a Catholic who just kind of lives their life, goes to work, goes to church, what's one way they can evangelize?
They can just speak up. You know, a lot of times you'll just be with the family. You'll be with coworkers and things like that. And you can just be willing and able to stand up for the church, get to know where people are in their faith life. You know, it can just be as simple as talking to your waitress and giving her a miraculous medal and just getting to know people where they're at. God will kind of like set up these divine appointments if you want him to. And then you just look for those opportunities. You don't have to be this great theologian. You don't have to be this great apologist. Just be ready and willing to talk to anyone, anywhere about Jesus.
That's great. Bob, remind us of the websites where people can get more information on St. Paul Street Evangelization.
It's streetevangelization.com and then evangelizationschool.com.
Wonderful. We have been talking today with Bob Wilson from St. Paul Street Evangelization. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Chris. I really enjoyed it.
This is Chris Gunty of the Catholic Review, and you've been listening to Catholic Review Radio.
The Catholic Review is the only publication in the Archdiocese of Baltimore that covers the Catholic Church full-time. Pick up the monthly magazine at your parish or have it delivered to your home. Subscribe to our e-newsletter for twice-weekly updates. Just text CR Media to 84576. Follow the Catholic Review on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Read it today in print or online at CatholicReview.org. That's CatholicReview.org.
Tune in to Catholic Review Radio next week, available on WMET 1160 AM and 103.1 FM, also WSJF 92.7 FM in the Sykesville area, and WVTO 92.7 FM in Baltimore City. Check us out on SoundCloud or your favorite podcast app.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Catholic Review Radio. As we prepare for the week ahead, let us do so in prayer together as one community of faith. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us also ask the blessing and intercession of our Blessed Mother as we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. May Almighty God bless us and keep us always in his love.